How'd you mention to get your axe sharp? How'd you use to sharpen?
You use a file. You know, a file.
I see.
Man, I get a file, I sharpen my axe where it'll shave you.
Right.
Oh, yeah. See, that's all that. I do my own file and get a file and sharpen my own saw. I don't ask nobody to do it.
I've seen pictures of these big...
grinding rock?
A grinding rock that you turn and shoot.
You know, you don't ever see them no more, though?
No, you only see them in books.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They used to made with, as you say, there's a great big one, a hole through the middle, and had a stick through the middle, and then put your handle out here like a whale windlass. And somebody turned that for you when you sharpen your axe. Or a hole or anything.
They were gone, but...
I've seen a few of them work, I mean, since I've been grown, but as you say, most of them that I have seen, it were in books, something else way back in olden time. Now, I remember one time, I never did see it work, but I remember seeing it, what we call the old mule cotton gin. They used to gin cotton and pack cotton with an old mule. An old mule had to go around and around like a molasses mill to run that packer, to pack that cotton into the bale, to bale it up. I have seen it, but I never did see it work. I mean, of course, I was just a little bit too small for that, but I have seen that. But the fellow said that's just a little bit before my, back before my time, was big enough to remember.
How did they run the grist mill?
Well,
the steam? Or?
Yeah, no. Most of the time they had an old tractor or say an old car, an old truck or something or another, and jack up the back wheel and put your big bell on it and let it pull your meals in. Or maybe you got a, say you got a motor there and got your, a pulley on the shaft of your motor. I mean, on the shaft back there, it comes through your motor. Well, let that motor, when it's running, of course that shaft turning too when you got it in gear. Well, that pulls your mill back in to do your grist milling. And of course, after so long time, went to getting all this thing electricity, well, everything going electricity, what little they have got, it's going on electricity. But boy, I tell you what, I've seen some rough days and I have seen some good ones.
Remember, are you old enough to remember wagons and buggies?
And that's all I ever knew, though. I got 25 years old. We used to live, as I say, live back down in the country. Well, on Saturdays, if we had to come to town, well, shoot, we'd hook up a wagon, a pair of mules, and we'd come to town to get our groceries, what we had to have. And stay up here 2 or 3 hours, maybe, or just how long we wanted to. We'd light out back home with a mule. Oh, Lord, yeah, man.
I'd like to know more about different parts of the wagon, how you get a mule hitched up and things like that. That's something that's, you don't even see a wagon anymore.
You just take a pair of mules, and you'd have a, you've seen a wagon, you know what wagons are. Well, you just take have a long tongue in the middle of where your wagon, put a mule on each side and hook him up and let him go home. Mm-hmm. I mean,
how would you hook him up?
You'd have to trace him. I mean, of course, you'd hook him with a trace hame and trace it back. And then you'd have what they call a breast chain. The chain so long it went through the head of your tongue or your wagon. You had a breast yoke. It had a big ring on each end of your breast yoke. So you run this chain through and bring it back and hook it through each side of your hames. That's in order to help guide your wagon, hold it back, ever what. It was
So the breast chain was to guide the...
All the breast chain was doing is holding up that tongue.
I see.
And of course, your mules done turning themselves. I mean, they done the...